You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Your attention, please.
Radio Unleashed. UnregularRadio.com.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, as always. Today, I got a couple of guests in the studio and a few more planning to come in a little while. With me right now, I've got Mr. Steve's Peeps.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
It's good to see you too, Jackie.
It's been a couple weeks now. We've got to get back in touch and see what you've been up to.
Yes.
Keeping busy, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got my friend Sarah here today.
Hello.
I think it's probably her first time on my show, right?
Yes, it is.
So you want to bring that mic really close to your face just so everybody can hear you.
Okay.
Loud and clear. We're going to jump into, it's Labor Day today. It's September. How's that? September. That means it's time to go back to school.
Wake me up when September ends.
Get a little Green Day going for you there.
Yes.
It's Labor Day.
Yeah.
Everyone's got the holiday. That's half the reason people are coming in here today for me is because there's time. People have time. It's nice.
It's nice for wonderful.
Everyone in the working world to get a minute to just take a breath and enjoy some things that make them happy and stuff like that.
You know what makes me happy?
What?
Starbucks.
Starbucks?
And Nutella.
Nutella.
Don't you just love that thing?
Nutella is evil. It's so good.
It's so good. I want to be. I'm gonna be sponsored by them. I'm gonna keep talking about them to the point where it's like Steve's Peeps. We have to sponsor.
We have to just give you buckets of Nutella. Yes.
I cheated on peanut butter last week with it
for the first time.
Yeah, it was kind of hard, you know, because it was asking me questions like, you know, who's this girl's phone number and your cell phone and stuff. I was like, listen,
who is Nutella?
Jiffy. Seriously, but yeah.
Did you eat it by the spoonful?
I did, and then I cried in the shower.
He felt like a dirty boy afterwards.
I couldn't get clean.
Well, today we got a couple of cool articles planned. If you check out the Three Strange Women Facebook group, I posted all three of the articles there that we're going to be talking about. The ladies from Beats, Rhymes, and Life on Thursdays are going to be coming in today to talk with us and just check out the show and everything. And going to get ready to hop into right now. A quick, I did an interview, as I've been talking about the past couple days, I went to the No Hate Campaign photo shoot in Provincetown, and that was a blast, and I managed to get a lot of behind-the-scenes info and photos and stuff, and I got an interview myself with both of the founders of the campaign, Adam Buska and Jeff Parsley, and so we sat down at the restaurant in P-Town and talked for a couple minutes, and I'm going to play you guys my little interview with them, and after that we'll lead into a musical break and we'll come back to you. But thanks for listening. Here's our interview with the two founders of the No Hate Campaign.
It was after Prop 8 in 2008. And
yeah. dressed cool, my parents put up a fight. And if I'm hot shot, mom will cut my hair at night. In the morning, I'm short of my identity.
Unregularradio.com.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, again, joined in the studio today by Steve's Peeps.
Hello.
Sarah, again.
Hello.
I've got Miss JD.
Holla.
Hey. And Rosie Cakes.
Hi, hi.
And somewhere around here, she'll be here in a second, Leah V. Woo. We got all these ladies from Beats, Rhymes, and Life up in here today.
Yeah.
So let's take a couple seconds and have you three explain to me a little bit about Beats, Rhymes, and Life and what when you guys are on and everything.
Beats, Rhymes, and Life.
There's Leah.
Sorry. There's Leah.
So Beats, Rhymes, and Life is on Thursday nights, 5:30 to 7:30.
Nice.
And we represent Boston hip hop, the community, not just artists or, you know, rappers, but the whole community in itself.
Anywhere yep. from graphic designers to t-shirt makers to
producers,
everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We envelop it all.
We rep heavy yes. in the local rap scene.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah. Our show can sometimes be referred to like to a whole full hour of Boston hip hop, Sex in the City.
Nice. Yeah. I can dig that. Yes. I can dig that.
Yes.
We get naughty sometimes.
Yeah. I sat on your show last week and it was pretty cool. I loved you guys' dynamic and everything, and I like aww. What you got going on. I 110% support
you.
Beams.
Thank
Beats,
you.
Rhymes, and Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I like what you guys are into. Myself, I get that it's cool to be a woman in the scene and bringing up like your particular scene. You guys are into the hip hop scene. I'm into the pop scene, and like it's cool to have this opportunity to come and broadcast to the world, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely. Like. Definitely. I feel like hip hop women are misrepresented, underrepresented, and I think we're doing a good job representing women in hip hop.
I agree. I think you guys definitely. Are doing great. I like what you do.
Putting a carpet down on the glass ceiling.
Yeah. No.
Yep.
Ha ha. That was a good
give
one.
It a foundation.
That was a good one.
So, yeah, so that's us.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. And so I wanted to have you guys come in here today, obviously, because my show is called Three Strange Women. And
we're three strange women.
You are three strange women. I don't have to be one of the strange women today because I've got you three. So.
Yay!
I mean, I'm crazy. Always a strange woman, but, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear that.
I'd rather be strange than normal.
Me too. I wouldn't want to be normal. I don't know.
What is normal, though? There's no normal.
There isn't.
There's no normal.
Oh, there's normal. It's like basic.
Farkles. Basic.
Boring?
Basic. Farkles.
Farkles?
Lame. Farkles.
Farkles.
No, there definitely is normal. There's people that live their life trying to be normal.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah. They don't always end up very happy, and that disappoints me.
That sucks for them.
I think they always end up not happy, quite honestly. Because, yeah. like, you're just constantly following what society tells you to do. And to me, that's normal. And that's, you know, like, striving for the white picket fence all the time. And it's hard to get that. And
I
feel like
it's tiresome.
People don't reach that level of success because they don't do what's right for them. They do what's right for society.
Right.
I agree. People don't spend enough time thinking about what makes them happy. Mm-hmm. They think about what's, you know, the right thing to do and the good. Not even the right thing. People make money doing a lot of shitty things, actually. But
yeah, exactly.
But, you know, that's whatever. Everyone's got their own, I guess. But
to each its own.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's lead back into my LGBT theme of Three Strange Women and talk about a couple of articles that I found today. The one that really caught my interest the most is it was a Yahoo News article, and it's the headline is "College is first in the U.S. to ask applicants about sexual orientation." That's interesting. If you're going to college, regardless if you're a transfer student, if you're first time freshman, everything straight out of high school, I'm going to ask you guys how you all feel about a college asking you about your sexual orientation.
Well, I think there's like two sides of the coin. It's like one side's like, that's none of your business. And then there's the second side of the coin where it's like, you said that it's, what's it going to like help students?
It's like to maybe potentially give scholarships.
They're
to
asking.
Underrepresented students.
Yeah.
So it's like asking your race too.
Yeah.
It's kind of under the same thing. Like, why do you want to know this? But if I can get some money.
It helps.
Yeah. So listen, this is the actual question. The question asks, quote, "Would you consider yourself to be a member of the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered community?" It appears in a list of optional questions on the 2012-2013 application for enrollment. You have the option to choose yes, no, or prefer not to answer. They say that the answer to this question will not be a determining factor in admission, but will be used to help determine eligibility for institutional enrichment, in quotations, enrichment scholarships given to applicants for underrepresented groups. By adding the LGBT question, students will now be considered among other groups of underrepresented students for the financial award, which covers up to one-third of tuition. If you're paying for college, that's a big chunk. One-third of your tuition is a...
Definitely, and I feel like, too, there that particular college is represented by... what church is it that represents, that is very...
The Church of Christ or something, or like the International... I don't
know. Yeah, but it's
Church United of Church of Christ.
Yeah. But it's supportive of the LGBT community, which is great.
Yes.
And I think, too, also it might be helpful, because I went to Emerson, which is the number one college that supports the gay community.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay, Emerson! The gays!
And, and so... they're also trying something where they're doing the co-ed dorm living.
Oh, cool.
And so I think that's also, like, if, you know, this college was going to be into doing that, then I think that's kind of something that should be asked, you know what I mean? Because people who are transgender might feel more comfortable living with...
women, even if they're biologically a man, because they feel that they're a woman in their body. Yes, mm-hmm. I can see.
I think it's affirmative action working for the gays now. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, really.
Yeah, I mean...
You guys are a minority, you know?
It's true. It's a minority.
Based on helping the minority kind of, like, progress.
They also have scholarships for left-handed, red-headed people. So, like, the fact that they're, like, giving away scholarships people, like, yeah. There's, like, it's thousands of dollars, too. It's not, like, a little scholarship. It's, like, $5,000 or something like that for left-handed, red-headed people with freckles or something.
Amazing.
Like,
for a ginger scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Legit. Like, that's, like,
my
sponsored
high school,
by a mad ginger.
They had a book of, like, a book, like, an inch thick on all of these random scholarships that you could get depending on, like,
wow.
Who you are.
I have diabetes, and there's a diabetes scholarship. If you're, like, type 1 freshman transfer, like, it's weird. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, because I feel like, you know, diabetics have a lot of money to pay for when it comes to medicine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What if they do? What if people lie about being gay and they get a scholarship?
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, though.
I can see people doing that.
Definitely.
That's not right. That's just not right. It says here, like,
the Lady Gaga scholarship.
She does have a scholarship, actually, in her name somewhere. I think it's for music school, actually.
Word.
I looked it up. I'm all about the Lady Gaga, if you didn't notice already.
I know. I saw your little book.
I have everything. I have my Lady Gaga t-shirt.
It's like a little trinket that you keep for good luck.
Yes, it's my Lady Gaga. My goal in the very near future is to get Lady Gaga on this show to talk about her sexuality with me. And I actually want to get into it in a little while, but, like, I want to get more celebrities involved, like Chaz Bono and Cher, because everyone knows that that's been going on. But we'll get to that in a second. I want to continue about this article saying... One, the church and a couple other random people from the area where this college is considering putting this on their application, a few people think that potential benefits to adding the question would be outweighed by the anxiety and uncertainty that the student may be experiencing when deciding how they should answer it.
Well, I feel like depending on the college that you're applying to might kind of change the fact that you would want to answer that question.
That might play a large role as well, actually.
You know, like, I feel like if you're applying to a small liberal arts school, then you'd feel more comfortable because you're bound to be with people of the same mindset who are more open. But if you're applying to, like, a big state college, then you might feel a little bit less, I don't know, you might not really want to answer because you might not feel like you may be put, like, outcasted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
it's such a large... community as a large, like, state school, and mm-hmm. then you come down and you're like, okay, well, this little tiny, who else is going to be willing to do that in such a public place? Like, it's much less personal. I can see where you're coming from. I myself would probably be okay with putting that I'm part of the LGBT community, because not probably, I know I'd be okay with it, because, like, this is what I like to do. Like, I like to talk about this stuff. I like to know what makes people think and what tick, you know what I mean? But
I feel not all people are as confident as you are.
Yes, exactly. And that's where it gets to the point where...
Especially, like, people from middle America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, where it's not anywhere near
the South.
Especially coming, you know, being a freshman. you know, being 17 and probably confused all through high school to come in and answer this question is like, wow. I mean, answering it is like already starting a chapter in college that maybe you were either A, ready for or not, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And definitely. How do you know when you're at that time? And like,
yeah, I mean, like,
have you even come out by the time you're going like out of high school? Like, you know?
Yeah, I went to a high school, small high school, 150 people in my class, my graduating class. And my high school is known for anyone who's gay to come out after high school.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Almost, I know maybe two people that came out during high school, everyone in my high school comes out after high school because it's a small, white high school, mostly Christian, everyone knows everyone else, big football town, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I went to a high school, it was different for me. I went to a high school, it was originally located in Brookline, Massachusetts, right in Coolidge Corner. It was a high school called Beacon High School. It was for kids who had like social and emotional issues, and that's where I came in contact with my first other queer, gay, and transgendered friends.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this was an eye-opening experience. I came from Somerville, born and raised, know nothing but Somerville, went to a Catholic school up until 10th grade, failed out of Somerville High School afterwards because it just didn't work, and they had no choice but to put me in this tiny, tiny school.
Mm.
And there were 50 kids total. Like, my graduating class maybe had... I didn't actually graduate on time, but whatever. That doesn't matter. The graduating classes had, like, 20 people. So it was very personal, and there were people there that didn't understand their sexuality and didn't understand, all the different aspects of sexuality. And because it was such a safe space, I think a lot of us growing up... I went into the school at 16 years old, and I was done by the time I was 18. But in those 2 years... I think I experienced more as far as becoming open-minded and understanding other people and the way that sexuality and gender is really not anywhere near what needs to be discriminated against in the world right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's what I learned, and that's why this is such a meaningful thing to me, because I came up from seeing, you know, I was never comfortable with myself until I was put into that situation where I met other people who are even less comfortable in their skin than I was. And I said to myself, wow, I'm really grateful that, like, I understand this about myself now.
Yeah.
And can embrace it.
I have a question for you. Go for it. You think growing up kind of being a social outcast has a lot to do with choosing your orientation in the future? Psychologically?
Psychologically, it might. It might. Like, I remember being socially outcast from the beginning just because I was a little different. I don't know what was different about me, but I was a different person. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've always been personality-wise a little more outgoing than everyone and a little more willing to speak my mind, and everyone's just been like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for me, it's never really encouraged my sexual orientation. I kind of developed that as I got older. Like, I didn't understand some of the feelings that I had growing up, like, being attracted to other female people.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't, being socially outcast didn't have really anything at all to like help my decision. It just became a comfort zone to be accepted with the people that I was with.
All right. To find a community that
yes, when I found that community, it was a totally different world for me. I was happy. I was accepted because people understood. Like, nobody was there to judge me anymore because mm-hmm. my friends were all very closed-minded, Catholic, you know what I mean? Everyone has the same idea of everything that's right and good.
Close-minded and straight.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, no, rainbows and fucking unicorns and shit.
Yeah.
No, and they're like, no, Jackie, just no.
I agree. I mean, going to Emerson for me was like a huge eye-opener. You know, I just like was exposed to so many different things from when I went to my high school. You know, it's all white people, all straight. And coming to Emerson just really opened my eyes and, like, let me know about different sexualities and gender can be different than just male, female. And,
yes.
You know, and it was wonderful. I think that was the best experience I've ever had, is actually, like, being way more open-minded. And I think by just kind of doing that thing on the application is just going to kind of open more minds, I think.
I think that's why it's a good thing. That's where my encouragement goes for this. I think that's a good idea. What about, like,
college is a place for you to open up your mind.
Exactly, and that's why it's probably the best time and opportunity. If they were going to put that on like a high school application, I'd be like, that's not really relevant yet. But you're going into college, you're developing your sense of self, and that's the best time, I think, if you're going to do it.
Also, I think that like at 17 or 16, it's like high school is that little transitional period. Like middle school is that period where everything's awkward. You have braces, acne all over the face. Like, I don't have enough Clearasil.
I hate middle school.
And then you hit, high school, and then it's like the hormones jumping. Oh, fuck, everybody, now, give me a Trojan. Okay, so basically, it's like the little period you don't know what is what. So it's very easy to be confused, especially when there's a lot of people around you that's like, you know, you have to be the certain way.
Yeah.
You have to wear these kind of clothes. You have to kind of do these activities. And it's like you kind of don't find yourself until after you're outside of that school.
Yes.
Because you get all that alone time, and it's just like you kind of, you know, regroup your thoughts, and you're just like, okay, let me reflect by the pond, and let me get these ideas.
I think a lot of it has to do with not being able to afford cable anymore after you move out of your parents' crib. I think that's the biggest influence.
Netflix.
It's the biggest influence of defining yourself is not watching television.
I'm serious.
What do you think is a negative about asking that question?
The discomfort and the alienation that comes along with the people that are very open and aren't okay with saying it.
It's like speculation almost. Like,
exactly.
Why do you want to know this?
Yeah.
Like, and like even I thought that when I was reading the article, I was like, but wait a minute. Why would they? And then I read on and I was like, wait a minute. No, that's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it is okay. It's weird. Because it's new, but like, when did they start asking like about people's races? Like, does anybody
exactly? You need to think of it in that aspect. Like, you are incorporating these people as a minority. If you want to take them as a minority, you have to put them in as an option. The same way that race is an option, black, white, cranberry colored.
Like. And honestly, like, I mean, to say that, I don't even know. Like, are queer people a minority? There's too many of us.
That's what I mean.
We're everywhere.
Like, there's
and so are black people.
You know, black people. I don't understand why that word even exists. The fuck is a minority?
I hate that word.
I hate it so much.
Here's the thing about the word minority. The word minority was in place in society at a time where it was okay to kind of even look at black people as something that was minute.
To have this delusion that they don't exist in large numbers.
Yeah. And their excuse was, oh, they're a minority because there's not that many of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, but you're like more than half the world.
Exactly.
Is made up of brown and black people.
But like, I feel like minority now just it's a term used to kind of just talk about like the someone who's minor in class who's kind of not
doesn't
socially
have the same rights.
Exactly. Yes. As you know, as a 45-year-old white man who graduated from Yale, you know, so.
Yeah. Who graduates from Yale?
Jeez.
Who does that? Sorry.
Well, there are two very different sides to this story, and I mean, when it comes down to it, I think it's a good idea to incorporate it into, slowly but surely, into the regular everyday life of your normal average people, going to college, going to work. If you want to talk about it, talk about it. If you don't want to, you don't have to. That's the beauty of it all.
Especially sex too.
Exactly.
It's like, why are gay people pushed to kind of like share their sexuality so much with people?
You know, it's intriguing.
But it's kind of ironic though, because growing up and dealing with, you know, being gay, I feel like that's very personal and private. But from the moment you come out, it becomes like, oh, here it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's
how do you
so
have
ironic.
Sex? How do girls do it?
Do
you guys scissor?
Question.
If I get asked if I scissor one more time, I'm going to deck that person. It doesn't exist. Just stop watching bad porn.
It does exist. It does exist. Don't say it doesn't. It's really fun, actually.
I know, but I don't know.
It's not the top. It's not top of the list
this
as far
position
as
position to me.
It's fun.
Cool.
It's awkward.
I'm doing the scissor right now. The international symbol for scissoring.
International scissor.
You know,
symbol.
Your two fingers, two peace signs.
See, I enjoy it. I'm not even gonna.
It's one thing to be.
Is
like,
it like a magical feeling when the clits touch or something?
That's
like
kind of.
Like
no,
touching
it
rings.
Kinda is. It kind of is.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that position shit. Is not comfortable, and it is. I don't understand that position.
It doesn't have to be comfortable, but it feels cool.
Yeah, but you can do that other ways.
You can. Well,
it's like dry humping with like a man.
It's not dry humping at all.
No, but I'm saying it's like you kind of get that feeling, that friction. No, am I wrong?
It's the friction. Yes, it is the friction that
all
makes
right,
it.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Everything is a friction, man.
That's
it's all about
sex.
It's all about the friction.
So it could be like a lube or something. Friction.
I think we should go to a little musical break real quick. We'll be back with some more of this lovely stuff.
She gets Rio and Beats Rhymes in Life.
Yeah, exactly.
She gets real sexy.
Unregularradio.com, three strange women. I got my ladies from Beats Rhymes in Life in here. I got three strange everyone in here. Sarah, Steve's peeps. Thank you so much. We'll be back.
Kush roll, glass full, I prefer the better things. Niggas with no money act like money isn't everything. I'm having a good time, they just trying to ruin it. Shout out to the fact that I'm the youngest nigga doing it. Cap on, brim, bend, Denzel, air time. She ain't trying to pop that shit for pimp, okay, well, never mind. I tried to told you Drizzy still ain't nothing nice. Bracelet saying you should quit, cars saying fuck your life. Okay, now we outta here, toodles to you bitches. And if you dolled up, I got the voodoo for you bitches. Yeah, I'm busy getting rich, I don't want trouble. I made enough for two niggas, boy, stunt double. Famous like a drug that I've taken too much of. But I never ever trip, just peace, happiness, and love. I got money in these jeans, so they fit me kinda snug. Plus the game is in my pocket, nigga, this is what I do. I'm about whatever, man, fuck what they be talking about. Their opinion doesn't count, we the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in your face, man, I hate to put you through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. Cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team, man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas. Oh.
Drizzy say kidda, I'm a kidda. I got that kind of money, make a broke bitch bitter. I got that kind of, wait, fixate. Which bitch you know made a million off a mixtape? That was just a keepsake. What the president, the Louis presidential briefcase. Never been a cheapskate. We got the Hawks, I ain't talking about the peach state. Man, for Pete's sake, scratch that sweepstakes. Fuck I look like, ho? I look like yes, and you look like no. I'm a bad bitch, I ain't never been a mixed breed. On a diet, but I'm doing donuts in a 6-speed. M6 in front of M2. I see a lot of rap bitches on the menu. But I collect 100,000 at the venue. And pop bottles with my team, young money till the death
of
me.
I'm about whatever, man, fuck what they be talking about. Their opinion doesn't count, we the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in your face, man, I hate to put you through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. Cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team, man, I love my team. I would die for them niggas, oh.
I mean, we can't even rock them shoes if it don't got a comma on the price tag, you know. I mean, but then again, who looks at the price tag, you know.
Oh, yeah, we in this bitch. I'm about whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about. Their opinion doesn't count. We the only thing that matters. Oh, so we do it how we do it. All up in your face, man. I hate to put you through it. I be up all night, whole crew's in here. Cause I don't really know who I'ma lose this year. Oh, man, I love my team. Man, I love my team. I would die for them. I'm about whatever, man. Fuck what they be talking about.
Thank you. storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not one God given. Raise it because my life is in shades of gray. I pray all sin fade away, sell the praise and for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no one lonely cries. My only leading hope is for the folk who can't cope with such an enduring pain that it keeps them in the pouring rain. Who's to blame for tuning in into your own vein? What a shame you're shooting aim for someone else's brain. You claim the insane and aim to stay in time for falling prey to crime. I say the system got you victim to your own mind. Dreams are hopeless aspirations and hopes are coming true. Believe in yourself, the rest is up to me. Yeah.
Radio Unleashed on regularradio.com.
Radio. Welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I am your host, Miss Jackie, here again today in the studio with my three ladies from Beats, Rhymes, and Life. I got Leah V.
Hi.
Hey.
I got Rosie Cakes.
Hey.
And Miss JD.
Hi.
And, of course, Steve's Peeps.
What it do?
And Sarah.
Hello. You know, I'm happy I'm not the only one that lets the little corny rock jingles play when we come back on air, because I'm guilty of that. But it's one of those things that sometimes...
Unregular radio.
Yeah. No, I'm like, all right, no rock jingles this time. Yeah.
It happens. But you catch it quick, though, right?
Yeah, you're like, whoop.
Yep.
That's exactly what happens. So back for our final, you know, last couple minutes of Three Strange Women, we're going to talk about what's been going on with Chaz Bono, Cher's son, formerly Chastity, originally Chastity Bono, was her daughter, and is now a transgendered man. Chaz is on Dancing with the Stars, and I guess there's been a lot of controversy about his being on the show because he's a transgendered
individual.
I don't.
Well, I don't watch TV. I don't watch that kind of TV. I don't even know about this.
The audience of Dancing with the Stars is like mainstream America.
Yeah,
totally.
Basic bitches.
Yes,
basic broads. Basic old married broads.
It's like, yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that it's right because it's not at all. But the audience of that particular show, like,
doesn't get it.
Yeah, and I feel like he should have. I mean, I'm sure he was prepared to get stuff, but good for him for going out there and doing his thing and
definitely
on a show that's watched by mainstream America, because hopefully, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like if you just be yourself and people are just going to end up loving you, I feel like.
Yeah, it's good to, like, shake things up, because it's like, that show, I think, kind of needed a shake up, you know, because I think the demographic that watches that show is the same kind of, like, demographic that watches, like, Jersey Shore. Or like America's Best Dance Crew, or American Idol.
Well, because it's on at that time where they sit down in front of the boob tubes.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool that they're like exposing America to a transgendered community because it's completely overlooked mm-hmm. and scrutinized even within the gay community, which is something that really pisses me off when gay and lesbians and bisexual people or whatever hate on or don't or ignorant have an ignorant approach towards transgendered people.
Yeah.
They don't understand it. They don't take the time to learn about it. Like, my first experience with transgendered people was when I moved to New York, and my friend's roommate was a female to male transgendered person, and I just asked him questions, and people are usually more than willing to answer
them. That's the
beauty
of it. They're usually very willing to talk about
everybody. It's like when, like, people ask you about scissoring.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
All right, let me educate your
Jackie's
ass
getting
right
hot
now.
Over there.
Let me drop
here
some
we
knowledge.
Go again.
I feel like the sad part is what pushed these people to put that out there. I feel like a lot of it is not just because, oh, you know, as this director of the show want to do this for gay people. It's really, oh, we want more people to watch the fucking show.
Yeah. I can see that.
And that really
more
pisses
drama.
Me off,
well,
you know, how, you know, these issues are taken for that, you know, really.
Motives in pop culture are always like that.
Yeah.
And, like, double-sided and stupid. And they,
it's
like,
true.
You know, it's like my whole thing with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, what's your thing with Lady Gaga?
Relax, all right? Take the claws back. Kid. No, my thing with Lady Gaga is, like, as a queer person, I did not co-sign for Lady Gaga to write any gay anthem for me.
Okay.
Like, Born This Way is not my motherfucking anthem, and I don't need, like, straight people coming to patronize the gay community. It's great to, and but on the other side of that, it's really good to have an ally that's,
but
in
Lady
such a
Gaga's
public
not
eye.
Straight either. Are you aware of, like, her dating situation?
Supposedly.
Dating
she's bi. I'm friends with her DJ. She's bi.
Really?
She's dating a transgendered DJ.
All right, that's fantastic.
Sort of.
Yeah, well, they've
but
been
still,
together.
Like,
they're an item-ish.
I don't know.
Have
I think
best
her,
friends.
Her motives are weird to me. Like, I think she's cool. Like, I enjoy her as an entertainer.
Yeah.
I just, like... You can't say that she's not utilizing
oh, of course
the gay
she is.
Community as a little bit of a vehicle for her career. There's something like that in all of pop culture. Like, it all has
definitely.
A hint of
you pick
a hint
that
of shadiness.
Yes,
you know?
In pop culture, you have to pick your shady. And if your shady is something that has a good
Yeah, no, there are worse things going
exactly.
on.
Exactly. That's why I'm
just
happy.
Like, it's weird to me because I'm like, I don't fucking like that song. I don't care. Okay? Like, actually, I'm a huge fan of the first two efforts, but this last one is just fucking putrid. Anyway, that's another story for another
Jackie, you're like,
I'm like, I'll just bite my tongue real quick.
I'm saying this totally on purpose because I know
I you. I still love you. I still love you. Yeah. It's okay. But back to Cher and Chaz. Chaz and Cher's been defending Chaz via Twitter a lot, and one of her recent tweets was, Chaz is being viciously attacked on blogs and message boards about being on Dancing with the Stars. Is this still America? This is still America, right? It took guts to do it. Like,
what are the things that are being, like, what is being said? Like, what are the things that are,
people
like,
just
what
don't
is he
know
being
how to accept
with?
It. Like, there's been GLAAD called out Chelsea Handler for mocking
Which makes me sad because I love her.
I do too. She's hilarious. She's usually so great
her
with
books
everything.
Suck.
No, they
really?
Don't. I laughed out
dude,
loud.
My horizontal life is pretty fucking
yeah,
funny.
It is.
I don't know.
I read, like, I don't know. To me, like, I just read, like, a couple chapters, and I was just like, dude, like, you're not funny on paper.
Did you read
I think
Vodka,
she's fucking
It's Me, funny. Chelsea?
That one no. made me literally giggle out
that
loud.
That one was funny in My Horizontal Life.
I don't like My
book.
Horizontal Life.
Oh,
I really
why?
Didn't like
so
it.
Good.
I was just like,
The One Night Stand book. It was great.
She's a whore.
Yeah. Oh, Chelsea. But no, GLAAD, the organization GLAAD called out Chelsea. They put on the website the transcript of everything that happened on the show. They were just making kind of rude comments, talking about Chelsea goes.
Say the penis one.
Yeah,
I was reading that. It was kind of out of line.
It was pretty out of line.
Like, it was ignorant talk. It was super ignorant talk. Like, people who don't know shit, like, making dumb comments on national television.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, Chelsea? Settle
says,
down.
The Dancing with the Stars cast has been announced, and this is season 13. It includes Chaz Bono, otherwise known as Chastity Bono, laughs, in parentheses, before she got her penis, laughs again. GLAAD called out E for the other things said on the show, like that it's reality gold, and people are like, would you vote him or her off, or like they don't know which one, and like it's just getting a little, you know, does he or she have both parts, like is he like, I don't know, I want to use my penis, let's use the vagina tonight, like I don't know, like this weird quotes,
like that's disgusting.
This is like shock value kind
it
of.
Is
yeah,
that's
it's
what
high
it's,
school humor really
yeah
just yeah it's for, you could tell they're not educated on the subject and they don't really understand what's going on, and like Chelsea's good about most of that stuff. She's very provocative.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, it's tongue in cheek, I guess, but still, like, those are really blatantly, like, ignorant things to say.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
They could have chose the words better.
It's funny to people who don't understand it and don't understand, like, how serious the issues are within the trans. There's violence, there's, like, suicides. It is a very real, very serious issue that I take very fucking serious, and the fact that people
I do too
just threw sure. that out there, that's so inappropriate. It's so inappropriate.
It's mean.
It's an already very like shaky community, like that's very like
very
little
very
support.
Fresh. Like this is very like I feel like fresh to the mainstream, so I feel like it's something that should be taken with care.
Yeah,
you don't want to handle it's fragile. You do need to handle it with care. These people are very fragile. They're finally coming across, like, in the transgender community, the ability to speak up, and people are deciding that it's a good time to start explaining. But if you have people that are going to lash out like this when you do explain, it's going to hinder the forward movement of the transgendered community being a part of everyday society.
Have you heard of Original Plumbing magazine?
No.
You should look into that. It's a really cool trans male quarterly magazine. I do events for them a lot, and it's run by... It's a transgendered male, like...
That's really
run
cool.
Magazine. It's really cool.
I'd be really interested to check that out.
Yeah. Everybody should. Originalplumbing.com.
Cool.
Check it out.
That sounds incredible. We got to get ready to wrap this up here today. It's been a great show. I love how into it I got with you ladies and everyone. And Steve, he's not a lady, but you know.
You know.
He's here, so it works.
Lady
for a day. He has pretty hair, though.
Thank
he
you.
Does.
Yes.
He has very
yes,
long
I'm
brown
jealous.
Hair.
Yeah,
like a nice wave to it.
So I stole Joe Jonas's former stylist before Joe Jonas, you know, grew some facial hair and started getting hit in the weights.
But,
yeah.
But I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm Miss Jackie, your host as always, here joined today by Rosie Cakes, Miss JD, Leah V, Steve's Peeps, and my friend Sarah. We'll be back to you next week, same time, same place, unregularradio.com. Have a good one.
I shoot the lights out, till it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the